The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you playing it safe because you were always taught to be responsible? Are you afraid to do anything because you're afraid of what might happen? Do you just feel like you can't go after your dreams because they aren't realistic? We live in fear because it keeps us from taking a risk, from putting ourselves out there. Hi, this is Cheryl, and thanks for joining me on today's show. This show is something that is just near and dear to my heart. When I started Simple Steps, it was because I had lost my job. I'd had a pretty large reversal of fortune. I had worked for a company for 22 years and then was unemployed. Jack and I had moved far away from our home to take care of my parents, and honestly, I was isolated, alone, and afraid to venture out from my home or in life in general. Writing is what I did because it was safe and it was a comfortable outlet for me. I shared my journey, this journey, because I knew I couldn't be the only one going through such major life changes. I was hoping to connect with other souls on the same type of journey. It was soft and it was a gentle time because I was shell-shocked with all of the changes in my life. I lost myself in the struggles, and that's what happens. It just is the way life goes sometimes. We do all that we can do, and then we just don't feel like we can do any more, or we're afraid to. Now, I've got to tell you, there was a time in my life that I would try anything. It was kind of like the Mikey from the old cereal commercial. Give it to Cheryl. She'll try it. She'll do anything. I remember when I was a teenager, I was out with some family members, and they were chiding me to go jump off the cliff into a lake below. Well, I wasn't going to let them intimidate me by anything. So that's what I did. First, it was a jump off a 30-foot cliff, and then 40-foot, and then 60 feet high, and I jumped into the water, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I did them all. When I was a teenager, I learned how to rappel, and then I used to teach people how to rappel. And I taught it on the side of a building with all glass windows. When I was 35, I had always wanted to learn to skydive, and my husband, Jack, gave me skydiving lessons. It's really funny because, honestly, it scared me to death. But I did all these things because a part of me wanted to be that fearless person. What is it that you want to be? What is it you want to do? Have you thought about it? Have you shot down your own dreams? Because I honestly think that that's what we do. We get caught up in life and the responsibilities of life, and we don't think about what we want. We don't think about our dreams anymore. We go about our days on autopilot, and then we wake up at one point and go, I wish I had. And I guess I, in a lot of ways, especially recently, that's where I've found myself. So as I think about this, and like I said from the very beginning, I share my journey because I know I'm not the only one that's having these conversations with myself or these reality checks with myself. Reality being, what happened to that person who was fearless? What happened to that person who was dreaming and excited about life in the future? Is that where you are? If you are, then what we're going to talk about today is, what do you want to do about it? And how important is it to you? And the first thing in all of this, and it's the first simple step, is asking yourself, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Have you even thought about it? Or have you just shot down your own dreams? I put it away for years and years and years. And in my case, my dreams were whatever my husband wanted his life to be. Because watching him be happy, that was everything from seeing him enjoy his time as a photographer to watching him enjoy something that I had made for dinner. That's what made me happy. That was my dream come true, was to see the smile on his face for whatever the cause was, whatever the reason, it didn't matter. And making him happy was a dream for me. Now, some things I succeeded and some things I didn't, and that's true for all of us. But ask yourself right now, what's important to you? Do you know what that even is? And I'm asking you to think about this from your perspective. Don't think about what your parents want or your partner or your kids or your friends or your boss. Things should be important to you. What's important to you? Do you even know what you want? And I know that sounds like a really simple question, but we lose sight of what we want when we are embedded in our responsibilities. So ask yourself, do you know what you want? If you've been used to deferring to others, this can be a difficult task. And part of the reason for that is we feel like we shouldn't ask or we shouldn't want for anything. It should be about giving. And especially if you're a woman, you've been taught that your role is to give, whether it's as a mother or a wife or an employee. It's all been about giving of yourself and never taking or never asking. So it can be hard when now you're asked to think about yourself to not feel selfish. But right now, it's not about being selfish. It's about putting yourself first. If you've been responsible for so long that you don't know how to put yourself first, you need to ask yourself, ask your soul, ask your heart, if you could, what would you do for yourself? Now, I know I started out by saying that what was important to me was to do for my husband. And if that's where you are, whether it's your husband, your children, or someone else that's truly important to your life, acknowledge that and be okay with it. But realize it may not always be that way. In my case, my husband died, so there wasn't any putting him first any longer. And my parents had died, and I'm literally the only one left in my family. So I come upon this time, honestly, because now it's about, what do I do for me? So ask yourself, what do you do for you? What's important to you? And you really do have to figure it out. And as simple as this may sound, and I know we've all advanced in time on this life and this planet, but ask yourself, what did you used to do in the past that you really enjoyed? It may be something that you did as a child that you really loved to do. I always loved being in the air. While I never learned to fly, my father and my sister were pilots, and I liked being in the air. I never wanted to pilot a plane, and honestly, that just never called me, but I enjoyed the time I was flying. I enjoyed the time I jumped off the cliffs. I enjoyed learning how to parachute. It was being in the air that I enjoyed so much. What about you? Did you enjoy riding horses? Did you enjoy sitting and just reading books for hours on end? And maybe you haven't done any of those things for a long period of time. If you're a list maker, pull out a sheet of paper or open your journal and think about the things that you used to love to do that you haven't done because you've been so tied up in your responsibilities. Think about, as you're sitting there thinking about the things that you love to do, ask yourself at the same time, what did you used to dream about when you were younger? Did you dream about owning a business? Did you dream about the white knight on the horse? The white knight on the horse. I'm not sure I said that right. Did you dream about being the best parent you could be? Did you dream about being an artist or designer? What used to get you excited? And as you sit there right now, if you think about those things, do you get excited? Is there a little flicker of excitement in there for you? If there is, it's something you've let go of, and maybe it's time to pick it back up again. Write all those things down and think about them. And think about them right before you go to bed. And see what you dream about. And if you wake up the next morning and you realize that what you were dreaming about is what you did when you were younger, what you thought when you were younger, some variation of it, and you feel that spark, doesn't that excite you again? How long has it been since you felt that way? I know for me, it's been a long period of time, but the thought, the excitement, the spark is something that we can fuel. You can fuel. You have to give yourself time and permission. As hard as it may seem, we don't give ourselves permission to do the things that we love because we think about our responsibilities and what else has to come first. Who else has to take priority? But right now, this is about you. This is about what's going to make you happy. And it's going to take you from that place of fear, or the other way to put this is safety. Maybe it's not about I'm afraid of something, but maybe it's about I'm in a very safe spot and I'm not ready to be fearless. I'm not ready to strike out. But I know I don't want to stay where I am right now. There's got to be more to this life than where I am right now. So draw upon your list. Think about it. Look at it before you go to bed. Look at it during the day. Add to it. And as you look at the items that you've put on your list, what piques your interest again? What is that spark? And ask yourself if you're willing to fan it just a little bit more to see if it can come out of the hiding that it's been in too. What if you always thought, and this is another way to look at it. What if you always thought about doing, but you've never done it? So is there something that you keep saying, oh, I just want to do that? It's like me and skydiving. I always wanted to skydive, but I never, ever got up the nerve to do it. And it took Jack to just give me skydiving lessons before I pursued what I wanted to do. What is that for you? What is it that you truly want to do that you haven't taken a simple step towards? Add that to your list. How exciting is that for you? Does that get your juices flowing? Do you just sit there and go, if only I could? Well, what if you can? What's holding you back? What's keeping you from enjoying what's created that spark in you or what you've always wanted to do? Or what's kept you from enjoying it again? Now, sometimes when we get into these places, what keeps us from enjoying or from doing something is because we don't feel like we have the support of others. Is that the case? Does your family not support what you want to do? Or is it something when you talk about it, they just, you know, kind of blow it off and go, oh, yeah, all right, another one of Sarah's wild hairs, another just crazy dream. And maybe they don't understand it as well as you feel it. Well, can you share that with them? Can you help them to understand why it's important to you and what's exciting? Maybe you want to be an artist. Well, even if they don't share that passion with you, you can take a class. You don't have to have someone else go to an art class with you. You can go to galleries, and you can explore art in galleries, and you can take your family or those that you want their support with you and talk about what it means to you. You can get them on board. But if they don't get on board, that's okay too. This is your dream. This is what ignites that passion inside of you. And sometimes our dreams are things that others don't necessarily want to come along with us on, especially initially. And from my perspective, and you'll laugh at this one because I've talked about jumping off of cliffs and skydiving. And, you know, I'm in a state now where I live my life alone because my family's gone, but I have friends. And I love the act of free falling or flying or parachuting or whatever the case may be. So I've decided I want to go parasailing. I want to see what that experience is like because I've never had it before, but I want to try it because it's something, it's not jumping out of an airplane at 8,000 feet with, you know, a parachute and trying to remember to pull the ripcord. And honestly, Jack asked me never to parachute again because I was one of those people that I was so enamored with free falling that I didn't want to pull the parachute. Well, that's not a really good thing to do when you're parachuting. You kind of have to pull that ripcord so you land safely and not, you know, not land safely. But paragliding to me is one of those things that as soon as you jump, your chute inflates. Or you start at a level where, and with the wind, where having to pull a ripcord is not an issue. Well, I will tell you, I don't have a single friend that has any desire whatsoever to jump off a cliff, even if they've got a parasail attached to them. Most of my friends, in fact, all of my friends, have a fear of heights. So when we talk about doing something and pursuing your passion and not having support, you can do this alone. And you can do it alone because it's something that excites you. And I can guarantee you, whatever you want to do out there, there are other people that want or enjoy the same thing. You may have to find them in a group or a club or an organization that is dedicated to that particular interest. I don't have a friend that wants to paraglide, and that's okay. But I also know that there are paragliding organizations. And for the most part, it isn't like husbands and wives go out to paraglide, or brothers and sisters or best friends all want to go out and do the same thing. Normally, it's a single passion. So ask yourself what you're willing to do to enjoy your own passion and be willing to take a step towards it. You don't have to take a giant leap. If you want to become an artist, you don't have to quit your job and go out and buy paints and figure out how to live. You can go buy yourself a canvas or a sketchbook. You can go out to one of your favorite places and you can start sketching or painting or drawing or whatever you're passionate about. It's up to you to decide to pursue your passion. But you can do it by taking single, simple steps. And so often people think that they've got to make some giant change in their life in order to pursue their dreams. You don't. You've heard the phrase, every journey starts with a step, a single step. And I call it a simple step. Why not take that step for yourself? Because every step that you take towards your dream, whether it's taking an art class or going on a tandem paraglide to figure out if it's what you like and what you're passionate about, moves you forward. And both, whether they're adrenaline rushes or simple, picking up a paintbrush and going to a class, they take you out of your comfort zone. And they move you forward. And that movement forward is fearless because you haven't done it before. And it takes you outside of your comfort zone. takes me outside of my comfort zone. Why not do that for yourself? Being fearless doesn't mean you have to jump off of a cliff. Okay, it's something that I loved, and it's something that I'm willing to do. It's any step forward on your journey to pursue what stirs your passion is fearless. And why not take that step for yourself? You know, things like, if what you always enjoyed doing was reading, and you want to do that more, and you think maybe there's an opportunity there for you to read books of other artists or up-and-coming writers who need someone to bounce their ideas off of, well, sign up to go out and read books. You can put your services out on Fiverr. You can put that offer out on your social media pages. You can contact some editors and start talking to them about, I'd really like to just read books to give you some feedback. None of that is necessarily intimidating. If it's what you love to do, you can take that step to put yourself out there and offer your services. It's fearless because it's moving you forward towards what you're passionate about doing. Whatever's in your heart and your soul that's been subdued for so long because of responsibility, it's time to pull it out and do for yourself. You've done for others forever. Why not pursue your passion? Every step that you take forward towards your dream or what excites you is a step along a journey that teaches you something about yourself. And maybe it won't work out. I look at parasailing as I'm going to take this opportunity, and I'm going tandem with an instructor, and maybe I'm going to jump off that cliff and realize, yeah, I probably don't want to do that again. That's okay. It teaches me something about myself and what I want and what I don't want. Maybe you take an art class, and it's an art class on charcoals, and you discover, you know what, maybe I don't want to do charcoals. Maybe I want to do watercolors. Or maybe I want to do computer graphics. You learn something about what you want and what you don't want with every step that you take. But never think of those steps as being insignificant or even a mistake. Think about them about what you've learned about yourself, about what's important to you. And you use that knowledge to push yourself forward, to take another step and a next step. It's all information. There's no step that you take that precludes you from taking another one or even a step back. You know, I may go out and decide to paraglide and go, okay, that was a little rough. Let me step back and think about, where do I want to go next? Do I want to try it differently? Maybe I want to try a different instructor. Maybe I don't want to paraglide at all. Maybe I want to hang glide. Or maybe I want to keep my feet safely on the ground. I'll make those choices, but I can't make decisions if I don't try first. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do too. Try. There is nothing wrong with taking a step and putting your toes in the water. It's all you have to do. You don't have to stick your whole foot in. You can take that art class. You can go to an art museum. You can go skydiving. You can go into one of the, and I love these, they have these skydiving places and buildings where you're there in the safe, controlled environment. You can go ride a horse. You can decide, I want to go see if I want to be a horse person. I want to be a horseman or a horsewoman. You can try by taking a simple, single step forward. And when you do that, all of a sudden you move out of your comfort zone just a little bit. And every step you take takes away the fear and helps you develop your fearlessness. And every step you take out of your fear and towards your dream is one that means that you start to live the life that you dream of and that you want for yourself. And that's always good. And it's always going to lead to a happier place for you to be because you know more about yourself. So I hope you enjoyed the time we've spent today talking about moving from fearlessness, from fear to fearlessness. And you can do it for you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you being here and have a wonderful week.